Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
And my guests are Corey Weisenberger, otherwise known as Cal Musician.
Hello.
A waste management employee. Congratulations on a year with waste management.
Thank you.
Cal just told me that 637 tons of trash collected around that number. That's awesome that you know that.
Yeah.
Your boss would be impressed.
He might.
That was fall trash week.
Fall cleanup week.
Fall cleanup week. 637 tons. You said that's over a million. It's over a million pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of lot of trash.
And you said weekly or daily you do 10 to 12
Somewhere between 10 and 12 tons per day.
Things I didn't know. And I always say during Big Trash Week, you should go out and hug your waste management guy. But Cal tells me maybe that's not the best idea.
Yeah.
Just an air hug.
Yeah, air hug, air high five.
Take him a plate of cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Water is a big deal.
Cal and Aaron are here because of the Dance Hall Doves together, both performers all their life. And Aaron... thrown on the stage at 5 years old. First play. I forget what it was.
It was called The Face on the Barroom Floor.
Yeah. What were you doing? And that was a 7-year old doing in that play. What were you doing?
I was a sign carrier. I would have the fancy sequiny outfit with the sign about, you know, what this next scene would be about.
You weren't a poor orphan or anything.
No.
That's good in that crazy
Although
world.
My brother was in it with me and he played a drunk. He's only 2 years older than me.
Great. And Cal, the first time I saw you performing anything was behind a drum kit, and then I followed you with a camera for about a year and a half, you and your band Flutter.
Yes.
Which created quite a scene in this area, quite a rumble for a while.
It was fun.
Kind of a grungy garage band that and you never knew what was going on behind the drum kit. You're like, is that a tornado back there? What is that thing without a shirt on and all the hair?
Yeah, I had a lot more hair back then.
You did?
Yeah.
And that's your first love. And let me see if I remember. Grandpa played drums, right?
Grandpa just facilitated it.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, if you want to play drums, you need to get a job. So I got a job detasseling and deroguing one summer, and I saved up all my money and bought my first drum kit that way. And then he let me play it as loud as I wanted to in the basement whenever I wanted.
That is a great grandpa.
Yeah.
You probably learned a lot from him, I bet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. And so I was a little surprised when there was a time when we didn't hang out a lot, but there was a time when we did. And then when I saw you the next time, you were fronting a band. And I'm like, wait, this guy sits behind the kit.
I've gotten thrown into a lot of situations I was uncomfortable with, but I just kind of rolled with it.
You didn't know guitar when you were playing the drums, right?
No. Actually, when the whole Frank F. Sidney thing started, it wasn't even Frank F. Sidney. It was most of us, but we called ourselves the Spoon River String Band.
Yeah.
And it was like Nathan, who played bass, and he plays guitar in Frank F. Sidney, and Seth, who is playing with the Harvest Sons now. He's a fiddle player. And those guys were like, hey, do you know how to play guitar? And I'm like, I know like G, C, and D. I know those three chords. And they're like, okay, you're in.
That's it.
All right, sure. And so next thing I know, I'm in the front. And
is that where you do most of your songwriting? Don't you pick that up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I actually have been... slow on the songwriting front, but and my wife always teases me. She says, because I'm not as sad as I used to be when I was younger. So I got to find a better way. Right, I got to find a better way to write some better songs when I'm happy. But it'll work out.
That's awesome. And Aaron, from the just performing all around, from when did you pick up it? You said your dad played music.
He did. He had kind of been after me, you know, forever to try and, you know, pursue the guitar and the singing, and I was so, you know, enveloped and kind of distracted with the, you know,
theater.
The theater world and the musical stuff, because I studied musical theater in college, which takes a lot of work and a lot of dedication. So I kind of had the guitar always, you know, I got it for one of my birthdays. I think my 16th birthday, I got my own guitar.
Yeah.
And it kind of just, you know, was a museum piece for a long time that I had. And in the past couple years, I would say after... you know, around the time that my duo project started with Zach, which was 2016, 2015, is when I really started focusing more on trying to pursue it and be better at it.
I think we have a great scene here, and I think we take it for granted. But
we do. All the time.
You can find what? You can find 80s if you want it. We've got symphony. We've got rock. We've got cover bands. We've got bluegrass. We've got southern rock. We've got jazz. We have a whole weekend of jazz, the rutabaga every year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's so here. And... I would say it's probably, if you want to get your kid into music, It's pretty awesome when you're already a player yourself. Are the kids playing, Cal, at home?
They definitely, we have a piano that is very out of tune, but they'll bang on that for a while, and they're always interested when we sit and play. They'll want to put their hands on the guitars and stuff. So it's a little bit slower going, but I mean, they're young, so yeah. they'll get into it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. One of them for sure is going to grab hold. Yeah. And Aaron, when you're singing and practicing those murder ballads in the shower, how do you explain to your kids that, Mom, what are you talking? Why is the witch dying in that song?
You know, they just enjoy the music, yeah. I think, mostly.
They're not digging deeply into the words yet.
Not too much yet.
Yeah. All right. We'll take a quick break, and we're going to come back with maybe a couple more.
Sure.
Yeah. From the Dance Hall Doves, our Corey Weisenberger and Aaron Glasnovich. They will play their second gig ever. If you count this one, their third gig ever on Wednesday the 23rd at Sam's Place. It's actually called The Bar 65. You should have named it Sam's Place. I kind of like that, too. 8:46. It's Galesburg Live on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM. This is WGN.